Shell Alaska announced today it isn't likely to drill exploratory wells in the Chukchi Sea next summer, but the company has submitted a proposal to the Interior Department for drilling one well in the Beaufort Sea. And in the wake of the Deepwater Horizon disaster, it will have a new containment system in Alaska to respond to a spill. But at least one environmental group says the risks are still too high. APRN's Annie Fite reports.
Shell Alaska Vice President Pete Slaby says the company is focusing on the Beaufort Sea next summer because ongoing litigation has stalled the Chukchi Sea program.
We've got, I think, clearer sailing into the Beaufort Sea.
Federal courts have invalidated both the current five-year leasing plan for the Chukchi Sea and Chukchi Sea Lease Sale 193. Slaby is frustrated that the courts have not moved faster to rule on the legal issues, but he expressed optimism in Shell's plan to drill one exploratory well in the Beaufort Sea in 2011.
There has been scaling back, however. We've listened to stakeholders over the years, and as a result, we've, you know, at least in 2011, we're planning on drilling with only one rig, limited amount of seismic activity. And so it is a plan that's already been scaled back because of stakeholder concerns. And frankly, we hope that once we've gotten to a place where people have seen the operations, we'll be able to slightly scale up.
Shell isn't ruling out drilling a second well in the Beaufort in 2011, or even drilling in the Chukchi if the court challenges are resolved in the company's favor. And Slaby says Shell will have a new containment system ready for next summer that could respond quickly to any spill.
The containment system will remain staged in Alaska and allow for rapid deployment in our offshore shallow wells, cold water environment.
The system would be based on a ship in Dutch Harbor or closer to the drilling operation if possible. It has a containment dome and equipment that would be used if the blowout preventer failed. Another drill rig would also be based in Dutch Harbor that could begin drilling a relief well. But environmental groups say it's not enough.
To our knowledge, there has never been a demonstration that any of the response capabilities that Shell is proposing to use could work.
Michael Levine is senior counsel for Oceana, based in Juneau. The group is part of litigation challenging Lease Sale 193. He says the public is being asked to take Shell's word for it that the containment system would work.
There's a lot we don't know about the Beaufort and the Chukchi Seas from a scientific perspective. What we do know, though, is that there is no way to clean up spilled oil in icy, hazardous Arctic conditions. And until we have proven, demonstrated technology to respond and to clean up a spill in the Arctic and the basic science we need to understand the risks of a spill there, we need to put these plans on hold.
Levine says he hopes the Department of Interior denies Shell's drilling application. If not, Oceana will evaluate its legal options. Shell says it needs approval from Interior to go ahead with the exploratory work by the end of the year. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Fite.